We're back with Greenberg News with your host, Brian Greenberg, on WNJC 1360 AM. Now in our 19th year of broadcasting, and now and then I get very fortunate. I run across just people who are just sharp and intelligent, insightful, intuitive, and not only that, she is just a delight to look at. And her company is superb. Talking about Kelly Peterson, who is author of the upcoming book, Asian Fusion, The Low-Carb Way, How to Lose Weight While Eating Delicious, Satisfying Food. Kelly, welcome to Greenberg News.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Did I do you justice? Did I hit all the right notes for you, hon?
Yes, thank you for saying that. I'm Kelly Peterson, and I came from Singapore.
Yeah, absolutely. You're worldwide. Well, you're not in Singapore now. Now you're in Minnesota.
Now, currently, I'm in Minnesota visiting family.
What are you doing? This isn't work. This is personal.
This is personal. Yeah, I'm visiting my mother-in-law. She's 98 years old.
God bless her. Well, send her my regards. And I don't know how that she should be, not only for living being 98, but living in the harshest of the Arctic conditions, which is Minnesota, for 98 years. That's some kind of record. Or unless maybe that cold just puts you on ice and keeps you from, you know, wearing out or something.
Yes, but, definitely.
Good for you. You're being such a good daughter-in-law. Are you always this good, Kelly?
I'm always this good. My mother is in Singapore, so she's the closest mother to me in the United States now.
And your mother obviously trained you well, instilled with you wonderful values and good characteristics, and clearly it's on display.
Thank you.
So I got to ask you, you know, you've authored, you know, you really hit on I met Kelly at a summit in Philadelphia recently, and I thought she was by far the most compelling, the most interesting participant there of anyone who had attended, because she's
so
engaged.
Thank you, Brian.
Absolutely, because you're so engaged, you're so, you know, vital, and so, embracing with what you're about. And I said, this is someone that I need to have on my show. Not I want, I need. It's essential, because Kelly Peterson is going to be going places, and
we have a
track record of finding those types of people. And you're my next one. You're the next big thing, hon.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited all the time, especially when you talk about food. And food is everything in my life. I just like, I'm so excited to go to the market. I'm so excited to be in my kitchen, and just because I can eat all this good food.
Well, you know, it's funny. We were talking about diet, and I know when Kelly raises about the whole issue about having bacon and eggs. And I eat bacon and eggs and actually an omelet at least three times a week. And in fact, that's what I had today. Part of the reason why I eat today, I had that, so I have a big meal. So by the time dinner comes, I'm not so hungry.
Exactly.
And now, the one argument I keep hearing about bacon is that it's high in salt and it's, I guess, fat, are the two issues not to eat it. Are either of those statements correct? And if they are, how does that impact your diet?
Yeah, there's another misconception about fat, because we think about eating fat is being fat or getting fat, but actually it's not true, because eating good fat would make us even healthier. Our body needs fat, like our brain needs a lot of fat, and our joints need a lot
of fat.
That's
why people call me a fathead? Is that what you're saying?
I have people calling me a fathead because I snack on bacon almost every day.
Oh, yeah. Every day you eat bacon. I just do it like three, but maybe four. Now, what I found, though, by the way, speaking of that, is that if I have bacon in the morning, and then if I were to have meat at night, then that's too much meat in my diet. That I shouldn't eat more than one meal with bacon or meat a day. What's your thought on that?
Because everybody has a different build, so it depends on your build, your height, and then there is a formula, actually, that you can calculate how much meat, which is protein, that each person would need, then you would not be eating too much or you should eat a certain amount according to your build, so that your body will keep functioning properly, like our cells need protein to regenerate, and you do need a certain amount of protein. I do have actually a formula that, a very easy formula based on height and calculate the amount of protein that you need to eat each day. And this formula actually is in one of the free handbooks that I have written for you. And
You are the best.
Yes.
You know, I'm telling you, your husband is the luckiest guy. Because I'm telling you, I guarantee you, and I'm sure you must spoil him to no end.
Men need to be spoiled when they are good men.
Yeah, and you know, and you go, and this guy thinks he's king of the world because of you. You know that.
I hope he agrees that. He really enjoys eating the food that I cook for him.
Well, he better enjoy it, and if he's not, I'm coming there tomorrow. So that'll just tell him, you know, if he's not going to, he's not going to pony up and say how wonderful you are, there's a long line who will.
Thank you. I think he agrees with you.
He better agree with you. Was he sitting in the background there?
No, he is actually sitting with my mother-in-law in her apartment.
Oh, okay, and, so they're not, okay, so they're not listening to you right now. I'm just making sure.
They're waiting to listen to this.
Oh, so we better be. I better say nice things about you. Is that what you're telling me, or vice, or about him? I guess is really the issue.
Just so. Be honest. Yeah.
No, I'm just easy. No, as I said, you just have great energy. So let's talk about food and what works and what doesn't work. So, what you know? Again, so we talked about with bacon. What other misconceptions are there in diets? What I found actually, let me just take a step aside. I went out the other night for dinner, and I'm glad I'm talking to you. And I went to one of these all-you-can-eat crabs. And but along with it was these very salty French fries. And I got to believe, because the next day or so, I felt bloated at night, and the next day I was like a pound and a half on me. And I got to think it was because of the salty fries. Is that was the source? That or it could have been a lot of salt in the crabs or whatever, but I really felt, I mean, I eat a little more than I normally do. Yeah, I eat French fries, but I can have a little bit. Doesn't bother me. But too much, it loaded me down with salt and all that.
No, actually, French fries is not about the salt or the oil. It's about the starch. The starch is, the potatoes is the starch that is causing the bloatedness that you have. So the concern is in the starch.
So is that why if I have like, what do you call it? Sweet fries, that they're much better to eat? Because they don't have that much lower starch level?
Sweet potato fries?
Yeah, sweet potato fries.
Yeah.
Are they good?
Sweet potato fries are better because they have a different glycemic level, which it also will be better in digestion, and they have a little higher in fiber compared to potatoes.
So now, speaking of potatoes, what's the deal with potatoes? I guess they're good as long as you don't slap on the butter and the sour cream. Is that it?
The potatoes. The butter and the sour cream makes the potato better. But because the potato is a starch, and when we eat starch, the starch itself turns into glucose in our body after digestion. So that means the glucose actually raises our blood sugar higher, and with that, our insulin, our natural hormone insulin, will rise in order to take care of the elevated blood sugar in our body after we eat the potato.
So I'm just trying to think. So what I've noticed is, you know, where I put on weight is when I eat a lot of salty things or when I have cookies and cakes. They're very bad
cookies
for me, apparently.
And cakes, yes. Cookie and cakes is the starch that we are concerned about, like,
and they're not healthy for you. But the same token, I don't eat a lot of it. I just every now and then, and you know, and then you just go to the gym next day and make sure you work extra harder, and you burn it off. And that's what I think when people get caught up. I think the worst thing that I hear about people who diet, and I think diet is a terrible phrase, is that they look for it to lose the next number amount of pounds. It's not about losing pounds, and then you can stop and then start eating all the crap again. I mean, that's what that implies when people state that, you know, state a number they want to drop.
Yeah, and diet is a terrible thing, I agree, because diet gives people an idea that I'm just going to do this for 2 weeks or a month, and then I lose some weight. And when I lose some weight, I deserve to eat something that I really, you know, think I would crave for. And then exercise became a license to eat more crappy food, actually. Most people actually feel that once, when I eat a cookie, I want to go exercise later, so they work off the cookie. Yes, if you were to always work out what you eat right away, and saying if you eat a cookie, you might have to work for 2 hours in order to burn the sugar that you just ate, and but you're not burning the other extra fat in your body that you actually want to burn. You're just burning the last cookie that you're eating.
And it's, you know, and also the other thing is that I've learned, the biggest way I started to drop weight, and I discovered unexpectedly, I was traveling, and I would have a big meals, dine well, but I ate early, and then I'd eat anything afterwards, and I came back, and after my vacation, I started to put on weight, and I actually lost weight, lost about 4 pounds, and I had that revelation that if you don't eat at night, don't snack at night, it's amazing how much weight you can drop off. And this is where not eating the best.
So it depends on your activity level. Usually in vacation, we do move around, like sightseeing and walk to places and look at things. And we tend to be more active when we are out doing something. And compared to if on holidays, we could be just eating a cookie by looking at a computer. And then after a few hours later, you go to a gym thinking that you can work off the cookie, but after a few hours, your cookie is already turning into glucose. It's already stored as fat in your body. And when you're on vacation, you keep moving while you're eating. That, for active people, it does help. But it's so many of us are living a sedentary lifestyle. That is also part of contribution to weight gain and other issues.
So tell me then, we only have, we're almost out of time. I'm having so much fun. I just looked up at the clock. You got a couple minutes left there, dear. So tie it all together. What's the most important thing you'd like to leave our listeners with regarding, eating?
If we are focusing on eating good food, for example, eat more meat and more seafood and whole food, and don't focus on eating processed food, that would be the best way to go. And remember that carbs, starches and sugar, especially when we eat it, it digests and it became glucose in the bloodstream, and then it raised your blood sugar level, and then the insulin raised, and then many other metabolic syndromes happen over time. So the message that I would like you to receive today and think about it is that, how could you control your insulin level to be healthy? And in order to do that is how to reduce glucose in your body. Just focus on eating delicious good food. You will find that your body starts to change and get healthier. So I have a website, Cooking Inspired by Love, which I have some good recipes that you can find out what you can eat. And also don't forget to download a free handbook that I've just written, which is called Easy Low Carb Solutions, the Success Formula for Living a Low Carb Lifestyle.
Well, that is wonderful. Yeah. You just give and give, my dear. You just have.
Yes, I love giving.
I know, and it just that's the most wonderful quality that you have among many. Hey, Kelly, I wish you all continued success. We are out of time, unfortunately. Thank you for coming on Greenberg News. And happy eating and bon appetit, as they say.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Brian.
My pleasure. And, Kelly, that wraps up the show. Thank you for joining Greenberg News. We're going to see
you.
We got to get out of town. Stay in touch, my dear. And you better tell your husband better be thanking you at least 24 times a day, an hour a day, every day. And with that, we are out of time. Take care, everybody. See you all next week.
All right.
Great job, Brad. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.